There's been an ongoing effort in the Missouri Senate to crack down on sex trafficking. A House bill made its way through the upper chamber today.
Yes, it was good to pass House Bill 1246 out of the Senate today and send it to the governor for his signature. This bill would just basically require the Department of Public Safety to develop human trafficking hotline posters. Human sex trafficking is a major problem not only in Missouri but across the United States, and most certainly something that we want to fight and combat against. No one should have to suffer through human sex trafficking.
For you, I know you've been continuing to tour varying veterans' homes in the state.
Yes, our veterans' homes are very important to me, especially with having a Warrensburg veterans' home and the Higginsville Veterans Cemetery. This week in the Senate, we took a look at five new commissioners that were appointed to the Missouri Veterans Commission. I had some concerns about the way that they were appointed. The Veterans Commission consists of 9 members, 4 from the legislature and 5 appointed by the governor. The governor picked 5 appointees from a list recommended by the American Red Cross. I appreciate everything that the Missouri American Red Cross does. However, I would have liked to seen at least one appointee come from traditional veterans organizations such as the American Legion, VFW, or Missouri Association of Veterans Organizations. I stood up on the Senate floor and talked about some of my concerns, and I am hopeful that when the terms of these current commissioners expire, that we will revisit this and take a look and try and come up with some recommendations from those organizations such as the American Legion and Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Does this affect any of the decisions they would normally make, anything they would normally do as quorum for meetings, etc.?
They have to have a quorum of 5 individuals, so the Missouri Veterans Commission consists of 9 members, and so it was very important to get these through. And it's been well documented concerning some of the problems at the St. Louis Veterans Home, and we want to make sure that progress continues there and that we were able to fix those things that came out from the investigation conducted in December. The other veterans homes, from all the information that I've received, are doing a wonderful job, including the Warrensburg Veterans Home, Cameron, Missouri Veterans Home, St. James Veterans Home, Cape Girardeau Veterans Home, Mount Vernon Veterans Home. All the other veterans homes outside of the St. Louis one received glowing reviews, and we continue to focus on the St. Louis Veterans Home and get it up to par.
What other legislation this week is of note?
One of the bills that I presented in committee was Paycheck Protection Bill. This bill basically does 2 simple things. It requires an annual consent to have dues taken out of your paycheck if you are a member of a union, and it also requires annual consent to use your dues for political purposes. I don't think that this is too much of a burden to many of our unions, that they would have to, their members would just sign annually that, yes, I want to continue to pay dues. And then secondly, yes, you can use my dues for political purposes. The Higher Education Caucus also met this week for the first time. We had University of Central Missouri President Chuck Ambrose come, several senators and staff, including Senator Onder, Senator Walsh, Senator Hageman, and Senator Romine. We will discuss how things that we could do and progress that has been made in our higher education institutions to make sure that we have quality, affordable higher education for our students. And we want to make sure that our students receive the best bang for their buck, and many of the universities, including University of Central Missouri, have taken steps in order to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse, and they've cut down on administration. They've done a reevaluation of all of their programs to make sure that their programs and degree programs are needed and wanted by their students, and those degree programs provide an avenue for those students to get a job once they get out of college. So it was a very productive meeting, and I look forward to the next one in the few weeks ahead.